What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. This episode is way overdue, frankly. It's been a long time coming. And the reason for that is because more and more conversations are happening in my accelerator program, in the Optimize CEO Facebook group, in my new Offer to Optimize program. This conversation keeps coming up over and over and over, and I have a lot of experience with this. And my question for you today is, have you hired someone for your team that didn't work out, that the situation became just a nightmare for one reason or another? If you're nodding your head right now, you are very likely afraid to hire again because you don't want to get burned again. You don't want the same thing to happen again. I've certainly been there more than once. I've had my fair share of things that turned out to be a complete debacle and disaster. But if you want to truly have a bigger impact with your business, to generate the kind of revenue that you want to be generating, along with the freedom in your schedule that you're very likely wanting, whatever that looks like for you, you cannot scale your business alone. You need help, right? You need people to take things off of your plate so that you can focus on your CEO activities, the revenue generating activities in your business that are going to help you grow more quickly. You've heard this before, right? But today, I want to dive into this whole mindset around hiring from the perspective of, for those of you who have been burned before, I want to reframe this for you. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's quick tip. Let's do it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. Welcome back to the show. So excited for today's episode. Love talking about this stuff. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome, my friends. So pumped to have you here. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast because we put out two episodes every single week, Wednesday and a Quick Tip Friday episode just like this one. Also, would love to hear your feedback. Give me a rating and review over on iTunes. Just let me know how you're liking the show. Would super appreciate your feedback. If you've been listening for... what episode is this number right here? We are on 448 episodes. Have you been listening to all 448 episodes? Holy cow. Super appreciate you as well, as always. And so today, I want to talk about, I love this topic, hiring. But not just hiring in general. Hiring for those of you who have been burned by a hire, right? You hired somebody that, you know, for your team that didn't work out, whether it's a contractor, whether it's an employee, whatever it is. And the situation just became a nightmare for one reason or another. If you're like, yes, that is me, Rick, I've been there or I'm going through it right now. What I see coming up time and time again, and I've had actually lots of conversations with some of my students recently about this, is that you're very likely afraid to hire again because you're like, I don't want to go through that again. That was a nightmare. I don't want to do that again. I don't want the same thing. I don't want to repeat the same thing. And I have certainly been there in my business. I'm coming up on my 7-year anniversary the middle of January 2021. It's going to be 7 years. Holy cow. And I've been there more than once. I've had my fair share of things that did not turn out well on the hiring front. Okay. But as I mentioned at the very top of the show here, if you truly want to have a bigger impact with your business, if you want to generate the kind of revenue that you really want to be generating, you know, if you want to get to six figures, multiple six figures, seven figures, you want the freedom in your schedule, that whatever that looks like, you want to work 25 hours a week, you want to take Fridays off, whatever it is, like, you cannot scale your business alone. You need help. You need people to help you take things off of your plate so that you can be focusing on your CEO activities, those revenue generating activities that are going to help you grow more quickly. Okay. And so if things have not gone well with a hire or multiple hires, I want to offer some thoughts for you today, some ways to help you reframe how you're looking at what quote unquote happened to you. Okay. And I'm going to address that in the second point here. So the first thing I want to offer you here is that we have to remember, there is no failure. I talk about this a lot in the podcast here. There is no failure. What can you learn from what happened? For whatever, you know, whatever happened. I've heard lots of stories, especially from my accelerator members recently, where they hired somebody and the type of work that that person was producing was just not up to par. That was not what they were hoping for. Okay. That's very common. But what can you learn from that? What can you, and you know, they had to let them go, which is the worst thing ever, right? Regardless of how we feel about a person, you know, letting somebody go is never a fun thing. It's a person, right? But what can you learn from that situation? What can you take away that you can use when hiring your next person? Because again, we cannot do this alone. So what is the learning? What can we take away from what happened? Remember, there's no failure. It's all just learning and testing as we go, and then making changes and amendments and optimizing as we go along in our business. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is 100% responsibility. We are all 100%, well, we should be 100% responsible for everything that's going on in our business. Now, you might be listening like, well, Rick, this person did XYZ, and so I didn't make them do that. Well, yes, true, but we have to take 100% responsibility for everything that's going on in our business, in our life, frankly, too. Remembering, okay, what can I learn? What could I have done differently with that for why that happened, right? And recently I was talking to somebody and they said, you know what, I'm working with somebody right now on the team, contractor, really great situation. But then they came back and said that they were raising their prices for 2021. And it was considerably higher than what they were paying. And this person was really, you know, heartbroken because it had been working out so well. And she's like, well, you know, what do I do with this, right? And so these are the types of responsibilities that we have to take on ourselves. It's very easy to fall into victim mode when stuff like this happens. And I'm not saying this person fell into victim mode, but I see that a lot. Is like, oh, this happened and this happened to me. And now I'm pissed off about it. And so I'm just not going to, I'm afraid to hire, you know, I'm gun shy on it. Well, okay, we get that. I get that. But again, victim mode is not, it's not helpful, right? We're not going to be able to take action from a place of empowerment to be able to move forward. So when you take 100% responsibility, it allows us to look at, okay, what happened? What could I have done differently? Yeah, that sucks, whatever it just happened, but what can I learn from that? And now what can I take away to use going forward? Okay, so that's the second thing. The third thing is the past. What has happened in the past does not dictate what's possible for your future. I'm gonna say that again. The past does not dictate what's possible for you in the future. What's in the past is in the past. What's happened, you know, before right now is already in the past. And what's possible for you is up to your thoughts, meaning we can choose to look at the hire that didn't work out and it was super stressful and, you know, they took advantage or they burned me or whatever it is. You know, we can look at it like, woe is me, or we can look at it again as a learning experience. It's just how we look at it. So what's possible for you going forward is up to your thoughts and then the actions that you take as a result of your thoughts, okay? Just because a hire did not work out for whatever reason does not mean it's going to happen again. Now, this is not just for hiring. This is anything in your business or in your life, frankly, right? So if you had a launch 2 months ago and it was a disaster, well, just because you had a disaster launch 2 months ago doesn't mean the next time you launch is going to be a disaster. You learn from it. What happened? What didn't happen? What worked well? What didn't work well? Oh, I had tech issues. Okay. What are some things that you can put in place to, as a plan B, as a plan C, in case, you know, whatever, Zoom crashes or whatever, been there, you know, or send an email out 3 days before it's supposed to go out, been there. That was in my early days in an affiliate promotion for a quote unquote big name in the online space. That was a disaster. This person was like, who is this guy? But anyway, what is in the past does not dictate what's possible for you in the future. Okay. The possibilities for you are endless. And I know that sounds kind of cliche and, you know, rainbows and unicorns, but what's possible for you going forward is up to your thoughts and how you think about things, and then the actions that you take as a result. Okay. The next thing, know that hiring is absolutely 100% one of the more common challenges that most entrepreneurs face. It's, again, it's what you learn from each situation and how you improve each time that might happen is what's most important. I could rattle off a whole bunch of people that you would know right now that have all been in the same place with hiring or with team issues. It is one of the more challenging things. But as entrepreneurs, you know, we get to look at that as opportunities to grow as the leader of your business. Again, what are you learning from it? And the other thing too is who do you need to be thinking about this? Who do you need to become in order to be the leader that has the kind of impact in your business that you want to have? For example, being the optimized CEO of your business means, among many other things, that you're taking 100% responsibility, that you're not playing the victim, right? That you are making powerful decisions, that you are empowered in your business, that you're confident, that you're decisive, etc. Okay? And so remember that if you're going through these experiences with hiring your team, with maybe you've heard these stories and you haven't started hiring, but you've heard these stories from other people and you're like, I don't want to do that. I don't want that to happen to me. You're definitely not alone. Like, this stuff is super common, okay? So just know that going into it, that this stuff happens, right? It's not the end of the world. We just keep moving forward. We learn from it and keep moving forward. But it's when we allow what's happened in the past to dictate what we might do in the future. So if we're afraid of repeating something that quote unquote happened to us in the past, that can be super paralyzing. And then we start to spin and then we don't do anything. But again, this comes back to, if you want to scale your business, if you want to have as big an impact as whatever it is that you want to have, generate the kind of revenue and have freedom in your business, this is not a one-person show, right? You in the very least need to have some help, okay? So here's an example, and I'm going to give you sort of the process for how I look at trying to alleviate these types of challenges. And I'm going to share with you a process for hiring, okay, right now. And this brings up a conversation that, to my mind, that happened literally as I'm recording this yesterday. One of my accelerator members was sharing that they're spending like 2 to 3 hours a day on customer service. And this person said, well, I haven't had time to do another webinar because this person has a offline, quote unquote, business and also the online portion. And they said that they didn't have time to do another webinar, to make improvements to the webinar. And I was like, wait a minute, like that is a critical piece. That is a CEO activity. That's a revenue generating activity. How do you not have time for that? And so what that means is there's some, you know, priorities need to be looked at. in how the time is being spent that this person has in their day. Now, granted, part of the day is being taken up by the offline business, totally understandable. But they said they were spending 2 to 3 hours a day on customer service. It's like, whoa. And they were starting with that type of task first thing. So as soon as they get into their online business, you know, the portion of their day that they're spending on their online business, that was the first thing that they were doing. 2 to 3 hours go by and it's just customer service. And I was like, well, wait a minute. When is your magic time? When's your power time of the day? When are you most focused? And they said, early in the morning. I'm like, okay, so what you're telling me is that you are spending your magic, your power time of your day on customer service. And they said, yes. I said, okay, well, that's problem number two. Problem number one is that you should not be spending any time on your customer service for where you're at in your business. And don't get me wrong, I'm not minimizing the importance of customer service, but what I am saying is that this person can get somebody to take the customer service part of their business off of their plate at a very reasonable rate, so that this person can focus on, you know, growing their list and launching and improving the webinar and running doing another webinar, right? And ads and that sort of thing. The more important stuff. And so this is what we did. This is what I'm going to share with you right now is kind of the conversations that we were having that I'm referring to. So number one, here's what I recommend that you do. Do a time audit. You have to audit your time. Meaning you got to write down everything you're doing during the day and how long are things taking you. So like right now, for example, I would write down recording a quick tip episode and whatever long, you know, 15, 20 minutes, whatever that is. I'd write that down. Write down your time wasters. My time wasters are ESPN and TSN, which is Canada's ESPN because I'm a hockey fanatic. So those are my time wasters. I go on there every day. Okay. We all have time wasters. Okay. No big deal. But just write it down. All right. If you are looking for a time audit worksheet, we have them in the Optimize CEO Facebook group. Okay. So definitely come over to the Optimize CEO Facebook group, rickmulready.com/group, and you can grab the time audit in there. Okay. So that's number one, do the time audit. Number two, from that time audit, and I go into way more details in the time audit exercise, but basically what number two is, what are the things that first need to come off your plate so that you can start to free up some time to be focusing on more on the revenue generating activities? Like the example I just mentioned, this person said they were spending 2 to 3 hours a day on customer service. Bing, bing, bing. Number one, that is the first thing that needs to come off their plate. Okay. Number three is, once you've identified those first things that, to get off your plate, you need to have a system and processes for doing those things so that you can hand them off. So for this example I'm sharing with you, customer service. Okay, they use Help Scout in their business. We use Help Scout in our business. We love it. Do you have FAQs? What are the common questions that you get? And then have answers to those. Do you have responses already done that you can just copy and paste to the most commonly asked questions, and you're building out that database, right? You set expectations for when you want questions answered, like within a certain time period. Like we answer questions within 24 hours of business days. That's something like that, okay? The next thing, you have to have that system, the process and system in place first, by the way. Then you can hire somebody, okay? It doesn't have to take you that long. Next thing is, be super clear on the results of the position that you're looking to hire. This is not about task, 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 task. This is about the results. What are the results that you are hiring for? Okay, so for customer service, for example, what is the result of that role that you're bringing on? The next thing, once you get clarity on that, now you can write the job description and you have a clear application process. We have all kinds of job templates in both Offer to Optimize, OTO, and Accelerator that you can just grab, for example, for all the students in there. So write a job description, have a clear application process, have a carrot in your application process. So for example, for me, I make people put the word coffee in the subject line. If we get any kind of application without the word coffee, they're done. Like that just gets deleted right off the bat because that is an attention to detail, right? That is going to right off the bat cut down on a whole bunch of incoming applications. So write your job description, clear application process, post it, whatever, Upwork, Facebook group, Indeed, hire my mom, your email list, whatever, okay? Next thing, have a process for how you're going to handle incoming applications. So what are you going to do with those applications? What's your vetting process going to be, okay? Then you want to cut it down to like 3 to 4 finalists, interview them. Maybe one of those 3 to 4 finalists, you're like, nope, they don't make the cut. Then you give them a test project. And then whoever you feel like is the best fit for you and the role that you're hiring for, you hire them for a 90-day trial period. That 90 days that you're figuring out if they're a right fit for you and you are a right fit for them. So that is how you set yourself up for success when bringing somebody on to your team. But even if you do that, follow that step by step, you are going to run into situations that do not work out. It is just the way that things happen, right? And so just remember that just because or if something happens does not mean it's going to happen again. Yes, the fear is going to come up. Ooh, I don't want this to happen again. But what if you reframe that and you think about the perfect situation, the perfect scenario of bringing somebody on your team? You work from that place rather than the fear of not wanting something to happen again. Okay? The past does not dictate the future, my friend. Cool? Have you taken the business blind spot quiz? The Uncover Your Business Blind Spot quiz. I put this quiz together. It's literally 11 questions. You can do it in less than like 60 seconds. And what it's going to do, it's going to help you uncover your blind spots in your business, the roadblocks that you can't see because you're so close to your business. We all have blind spots. I have tons of blind spots. And the reason they're blind spots is because we can't see them because we're so close to our business. Well, I put this quiz together to help you identify what your blind spots are, okay? And so in 11 questions, I'm going to help you identify that. And then I'm going to give you action steps for overcoming and fixing those blind spots in your business so that you can regain that momentum and traction. Whether you're trying to get to 6 figures or 7 figures, whatever, this quiz is for you. So make sure you take the Uncovering Your Business Blind Spot quiz over at rickmulready.com/quiz, okay? And also, I'll see you inside the Optimized CEO Facebook group community. So much fun. Love it. All right, my friend, thank you so much for listening today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast. Be well, my friend.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.